after we finish Pasachim. Take a look here in Lamed Ches. Elim of the Rabbanon, who cross Machta Bialma. So we had the whole to try to make Psukim out of it, which has led Tosis to assume that Mishalakim precedes Pasachim. The Ramban disagrees. Let's take a look at the Tosis. Pirish Rashi, the Rabbanon, Gozim Mishim, the Chayshi, Shemi, Achalen, and Dvorim, Tmein. V'yosir Nir Lefarish, Atamishim Chastas, V'chein Pirish Chush, V'mas Nisin. Spoke about it last time, why Rashi had two different interpretations. They complement each other, they shouldn't contradict each other, fine. Fine. Omer Rabbi Avram, Rabbi David. Who is this interview? Who's speaking over here? Comes here Rabbi Yehuda. Different people. Rabbi Avram the Orleans. The Rabbi Yorkos. We're not exactly sure. Some say Dodo Shal Ribal Atosis. That's what the Tosis Hirosh says. So there, some Rabbi Avram, who was not as not exactly sure who he was. The Vare Shlokos Osu Chachamim Kshaovek Chachamim Bevashlim Bebeiso. The God cooks it in his own house. Avo, shu bevashel bebeis shel Yisrael, ein lochash lo lachasas lo l'shem le'echlan devarim tamei. How you like that? How you like that? This is incredible. If this would be right, solve all the world's problems. We have all these major problems. You have livings, tremendous problems, right? Called the Rabbeinu Avraham, it's not a problem at all because they're cooking in the Jews' home. No tarfis for sure not. And as far as chasnas, apparently he's not concerned with chasnas for whatever reason. We'll see soon the details. Since he's living in a since the person's cooking in a Jew's home. Lo ho the Lord Ben Atam. Ben Atam said you were wrong, yes.
I had a babysitter once when I was like
11
and she bought McDonald's in her house.
Vase me. So you see you can have trefus out. Okay, there you go.
Couldn't that be like the Ra'ah?
Oh, we'll come to the Rav. Bring that up. The Vada came and Shabbat Chachamim Bevashel Lo Chilku Klach Chachamim Ben Rishus HaYisrael Rishus HaAkum Ki Liolim Yesh Loch Hashem Lo Yizor Gam Bebeiso Shal Yisrael Mo Beiso Shal Akum. He doesn't agree. And if you, on the side he quotes Sefer Yosher, right? Hevelu Mitzorach Yizor. It's Hevel. Woo Ben Atam didn't mince words, Rabbi Say. He calls it Hevel. Whoa. Whoa. Okay. What's he worried about? The Lashon of Tosfos sounds like he's saying, Shem lo yizor. What do you mean lo yizor? As Moshe said, McDonald's. That's wrong to me. Because it doesn't sound like it's chasnas, right? Yizor sounds like it's you're afraid of, yeah?
Why is there no chasnas here?
Okay, we haven't gotten to that either. Now, it's interesting. If you look carefully, it sounds like it's a low plug, right? Low plug, that's what it sounds like. But here he sounds like it's not just a low plug, the actual chashashas really, really exists. Really exists. And as a matter of fact, that I asked him to see a ritva. By the way, do you have the mamakomis? Because I put him. The ritva that I asked him to see says, Fakert, there's a greater chance of chasnas for the living. Wow, it's scary. In other words, social strata notwithstanding, the girl's gorgeous and she lives in your house. Hey, so, it's worse than some bishalakum some other place. Wow, that's really scary. I might say somebody from the five towns, everyone has a living. I heard of many scandals there. I haven't heard of anyone who was decided to marry their living. You heard anything about that? So I'm just laying it out, but the Ritva was apparently worried about it. Maybe they were more intelligent, the live-ins in Spain or whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is the issue of chasnas only that you'll marry them?
You will be mezana with them.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of mezana with the live-ins. A lot of things going on in the five towns that I'm not very unhappy about. I have not heard this, honestly. So, I'm saying. I would just say it's a low plug. Finished. Low plug. A low plug. That's a low plug. Finished. Now. The Shulchan Aruch, we should open up right away without any further ado. You will actually, if someone doesn't have, I brought an extra. Simon Kufyu Gimel Sivdal. Let's see how he deals with this. I bought a green, which has Tzur and a Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yud Gimel. So, Kuf Yud Beis was Pas Akam, Kuf Yud Gimel is Bishul Akam. Siv Dal, Yesh Mishamata Bishvoko Shalonu, the Yesh Mishosir Afilu B'diyevet. Now, this is a different word, Lechorah. Shvachal Shalom. What's this all about? What's going on over here? Take a look at the Mefarshim and explain what it's all about. Shach Sivkot and Zayin. Shekinuyo Slonu. Rabbi also says, since Abraham Lincoln, it doesn't exist in this country. In the old days, they would literally own them. The Melacha, the Eved, the Ovik, the Chavim, the Yisrael, who Muzo Allah, B'Shabbos, Menat Torah. If you own a slave, and does malach of you here in the east over in east of Daraisa, right? Avdecha. For less than Bechal over Kachav, Milkach less than Bechal Zeres Chas. Ad Kal Lashon Shuvas Ramban, quote in the Beis Yoyis, Dark Emosh. That's what we're talking about, the Machab. Avalo B'shvachos Shalonu Shabarotos Eilu, writes the Shach, She'ein Kuniyos Lanu, Rak She'nisgiru L'shona. I guess you can hire them out for a year. Rabbi say we have a Shabbos goy. They had a Shabbos goy, believe me, in where the Shach lived, because it didn't belong to us. The Ramah says, what kind of doesn't make sense? So maybe in the Mechabes country, whether it be in Turkey, where he was, or Spain, or in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they actually owned slaves there. Or what's a lover? Teshlismo Radivri Hamatirim Bishul Yaakov, Bebeis Yisrael, Udas Rabbi Avrom, Shevi Betur, because with Arke Moshe, Betor Aschatos, Shem Usa Vehete, he's had the claw like Mem Gimel, then Yud Gimel. Can a Ravlo dictate Bezed, he can demil Sassamach Atamada, the Yev Shashalo Yechate, Echad Nibnei Abayis Vaat, you look at these words, a different word, he says. Different word. That's what the Ramah says later on. I feel the Chathila, Lohagin, Lohagin, Beis Yisrael, it's the Ramah. Sheshvachos, Avodim, Mevashim, Beis Yisrael. Ki Yevshur, Shalai Yichat, Echad, Mimea, Abayis, Miat. It doesn't apply nowadays. We went to work from 9 to 5. In those days, it was to help around the house, but the Baal HaBosta was always around. She wasn't a doctor, she wasn't a lawyer. Didn't have a degree in, who knows what the degrees are nowadays. They lived at home. The women were always at home. They're coming in and out of the kitchen. They were just pachka with the fire, which we'll see later on. This takes care of the problem. Okay? It's very important. Very important. Then he quotes a vart, Tshuva Saramban. Yesh Rabbi Oseinu, I'm in the Shach Zion. What do some of the Rabbi Oseinu say? Look at this now. Matiri b'shvachos mitam she'ein isu mishum bishule yakum. What does that mean? They can quit the job. I mean, the yirtzu lo yirtzu. Once they're hired, they sort of quote unquote have no choice. End quote. So the matter must be this reason, and the Ramah says we learn b'di'evet, but this reason was never found anyway. So we have many different reasons: the Jew's home, owned by a Jew, which no longer applies, and does it derech shifchus, which means he doesn't. Right now, you have to do it. Calls money on the contract to me. I rented, I paid you a contract for you worked for a year for $5,000. Now you're forced. It's not romantic. It's not dramatic. It's not going to lead Chas V'Shalom to intermarriage. That's what it says. This is what there are all quotes in the Berakah Bayis, name of the Ramban. They do it derech kfiyah, it's not going to lead to chassis. That's exactly the ra'ah that you saw, in the Berakah Bayis. So the Shach says, the ra'ah svar would apply, because it's done derech avdus, whereas the other svaras, namely, you own it, would not apply. Basis ra'ah, the Rabbeinu Tam said it's hevel. It's hard to rely upon it. Now it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bach both say that the Ra'ah Svar does not apply in a person who's in the house who could quit. She's doing a Beidaita. So the Shach would say, no, still not Derech Ikru Beidat, even though she could have quit. Of course, if she cooks for herself, there's nothing to talk about. for sure it's a problem. Take a look at the Shach here in Sivkot and Chof, a little bit further. Shach Sivkot and Chof. Kalim Shabishal Bem Ho'akum Lefaneinu. This we saw in the Ran. Did we see the Ran yet about Kalim? Didn't we see it on Thursday? I think so. The Ran and Avodah Zarah? No? 2 days about the Kalim? We didn't see it? Well, let's first see it, then we'll go back to the Ran soon. The two opinions in the Mechaber, Sif Tez Zion, whether the kale that you cook in the Goyish a woman cooks in, is it considered a treif or not? The first day it says, you need Hefshah, the Rashba sheep. The Yesh Omim Sheenetzim, that's the Ra'ah sheep. The Ra'ah sheep Tosso. The Ra'ah is working with an assumption that it's not an absolute treif, it's just a matter of what's going to cause intermarriage. So eating from a pot, which a goy had cooked in previously, is not going to lead to intermarriage. Says the Shach of Kod Chof, Kod of Torah Schatas, Kelim Shabishal Ben Ove Gachovim Asur, Kak Torah Blizor Bishfochos Ove Eretz Gachovim, Hamavashol Se Atzma Bebeis Rabot, Shtir Nichu Agabi Aur, and Kod Be Nichu Tzvicha Agala. So even though the non-Jewish help cook for themselves, requires Agala. Ay, but the Yebed, Noah, and the Hata, Filu, the Tavshin, it's Bashar Bebeis Yisrael, he had a leniency. No, that's only when Bishul Reis Yisrael and Bishul the Atzma Gorat Fei. And even though in Torah Schad he was matter that as well, he actually yachat echad b'nei abayis. V'ashul the Atzma and Regilus Klal Shech mei abayis echad. If you follow the idea of echad b'nei abayis, that's going to work when the person's cooking for us, passed by the maid, but she's cooking for herself in the privacy of a room somewhere. Then we're going to go and be mechad b'gachal. So those two reasons both don't apply. The reason of what? Of Derech Avdus. And the reason of what? Of Kolech Vada Yechate. And the original reason of Rabbeinu Avram, they begin to wonder even what that would apply if she cooks for herself. Maybe that also wouldn't apply. The Rabbi Avram's throw to the basis throw. The kids in Nimrod have to watch out for these things. Fine. The poskim say, Chalkas Ben Yomin and others, that the whole svar of Echad Yechata no longer applies to Zman Hazeh. Doesn't apply. Fine. Now,
why did he say that it doesn't apply?
Because it's not true. The woman's not home for 8 hours. Those is.
Meaning if somebody were home, then it would work?
But you can't. In those days, they were making because they knew that the woman's always around the house, always going to be playing in the kitchen with the gechol. Today, we have no gecholim. We have no gecholim. Once the fire is on, no one plays with the fire. I'm asking you a question. People play with the fire in your house. The fire is on. It's left on the whole time, and it never moves. Yeah?
So what happens if you have a charcoal grill?
Yeah. Okay, maybe. The charcoal grill, people are around all the time. Then maybe it would apply. Yeah.
No, but if somebody is cooking something, so then maybe when somebody walks in the kitchen,
But the mice said they don't. They really don't. That's be honest. They don't. It's interesting when the Lavush writes explaining this idea of which is found in the Ramban. The Ra'ah, for example, he says a different word. The Lavush explains. Because of the lowly social status, you're not going to marry him. The question, of course, is the Rashba writes, Osru Yena Mishim Chasnus Uznus. Because at least to Avodah Zarah, like a cheating. Okay? That's what it means, Binosei Mishim Dovaracher. So the Pasha Pshat is that not only are we worried about Chas, we're worried about Znus as well. And apparently, unfortunately, there's known to be Znus even in the case of Shiflus. Notwithstanding the lowly status. What do they say about Thomas Jefferson? I don't want to get involved in that right now. But there are all kinds of people will deal with their slaves in a way which is, yes, not going into details. Okay? I don't know. That's my question which I'm raising. Now, what will be Stam Yenom? What happened? The non-Jewish woman, would the Isra apply if she's a Shifcha? According to Levush, maybe it would be Mutter. According to Rabban, presumably it would be Aser. It's not a question of his action be considered to be our action, as we saw in the Shach. Right? Look on the Gra, Sivkot and Yud, Rabosa. The Gra, Sivkot and Yud. The Gra says, V'yesh misha osa afilu b'diyevet, Shvach HaShalom. Who are Rashba? Rav at the Parach Nun Zayinim and Aleph, the Rav, Me'avodim Tanim, talking about Stav Yena. The Misa Keva, the Ein Yodea, B'tiv Avodos Kachovim, Ein Yisr Ele Mishum Chasnus, U'lahachi Ein Osir Ele Mishtia, the Rav, U'vishvachos Me'avodim, Lo Shayach. The Gemara seems to say, this then, and according to the Rashba, excuse me, according to the Poskim Bar Mekel over here, it's against the Gemara. Enough from Zayin and Aleph. They are apparently all worried, even by Avodim Ushvachos. Okay? So apparently the Gemara are not Levush, and therefore this should be voted by Yayin Esach too. According to the Ramban, it's Nicha, because the Ramban is saying a unique din over here. If his action is considered to be my action, not only applies to Bishalakim, but depends upon the action, wouldn't apply to Stam Yena. The Stam Yena. Rabbi Nez gives his teretz, it's him inside his eye, it's on my desk downstairs. He gives his teretz to Gross Kash. Okay? Now, bottom line is, nowadays, she can quit any day. There's no heter at all. There's no heter at all, Rabbi Osei. It's based upon the Rashba and the Shmeres Habayis. Someone's hired to cook or to bake, it's pashut that it is in fact prohibited. And the Beis Yosef in Kufyud Beis, what's the Ra'ah, who is matir, what they call pas purni, is only someone who is hired by the entire community. Then we have some kind of leniency. But not hired by me, then it's absolutely no leniency whatsoever. Therefore, it's a big problem. Can we rely upon it even b'diyeved? Is it even a tziruf? Not so simple. Not so simple. Not at all. So therefore, it seems you have a big problem. Big problem. So the Shach really gave a number of svaros. Let's chazer again the Shach. We just saw the Shach before, it's time to chazer it again. One, we own them. Doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Two, Rabbeinu Avraham, the Jew's house. Three, a Jew's going to pass by and then soak the coals. Four, they were all. They do it Baal Karcha, even if they're not actually owned by us. But that applies to Zman Hazeh, which in Quinn and is a question. Nafka Mina. According to the first pshat today, for sure it's Usher. According to the third pshat today, for sure it's Usher. According to the second pshat, Beis Yisrael, it's Mutter. According to the fourth pshat, we don't know. So it's not so simple. Out of the four pshat of the Shach, we have one and a half to rely upon. And the one which is the most direct, which is the start of the Shia today, Beis Yisrael, it's very questionable. Very, very questionable. If you take a look on the Gra, here in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Ubed Yevet, Mitzurah Fladas HaRaivid, what Tosu here called Avraham Rav David, it's not really the Raivid, it's some Avraham, the Reed's uncle, but Tosu Lamed Ches, Dak and Moshe, Misham Yisrael Ehet. So it's a combination of Svaros, but the main Svar over here is the opinion of Rabbeinu Avraham, Rabbeinu Avraham. Okay? Take a look in the Darkei Moshe. Yeah, the Ramah is based on Darkei Moshe, right? Whenever you're looking for Ramah, you look on Darkei Moshe. Yes, that's why I asked to see the Darkei Moshe. The Maram Akarmis. You didn't see it yet? Let's look right now. Darkei Moshe right over here. Take a look. Sivkot Nalach. Yisavet Aruch. Darko Lechat Chila. Aval Bishul Shivcha beBeis Yisrael, but the Yevet someone on Divrei Rabbeinu Avraham, Shemata Bishul Lidoy beBeis Yisrael Ad Kan Lashono of the Isavet Aruch. And he quotes the Marai, Bekamem Makomos Noagin Lahatel Aniach Shvachas VeGoyes Levashem VeLitzos beBeis should be. What should it say? BeBeis. BeBeis is in our house. Ben Sholch and Yad BeTavshlo BeTzli Klal. Which we know does not point nowadays. Shemina mikan the chitu imahani afilu lo kivin lahata the chitu zeh lo so below kavanah chena bekolba. Okay, so that's the fundamental head that we rely upon. Darkei Moshe is the Rabbeinu Avraham. which is highly questionable. Highly questionable. Really, it's a very serious question. This man has that should be also. We don't have this. It's very hard to be make of it. It's just really relying on the combination of the chitui, which does not apply nowadays. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel says, you know what? There were those who are relying on the Rabbeinu Avram himself. Gimel, the Shvachah Shalano, Pirsha Knuyos Lano, who was Sarmano Avalach, the Shabbos, and the Torah, and the Chalaz, the Shvachah of the Kovash, and the Skov, the Israel, his man. He's the head of the Klamem Gimel Kosav, Gambeil, the Hatta, the Yev, the Smachal, the Hara, Shemavi Atur, Shemabes Israel, and Bumishim Bishalakum, Afal, Gablo, Kamel, Kavasei. So there were those who wanted to rely upon this in the Bidiyev situation. We don't pass like him, Lichat Chila. All right, if that's the case, that's hard to be made, the mice. It's hard to be made. Very hard. Okay, I don't know. You get it? I don't know. It's really hard to be made. So, I don't know. Machlokes halacha l'mais. What can we do? It's a limud schus for those who do it. I know in the five towns it's very common. It's a limud schus, but I would not rely upon that b'chatchila at all. Even b'diyevet, eat the food, you know, some of the stuck, you have to go to your parents' house, and then make of the shayla, then you should try your best to get out of it, you know, by either coming early and being b'chata b'gacholim a little bit yourself, coming for Shabbos or something like that, or bringing your own food, or I don't know what, but b'shasa, shchak, there's no other way out. Look, Kovad Abrius, the Rabbanon, and it's and there is one sheet that Kedai Rabbi Avram, this Mechol of b'shasa, shchak, God, over the Yemen. I can't rule that in every single case. I know people have this problem going to their parents' house, and you know, and it, I would rule on this on a case-by-case basis. There's absolutely no other way out. No other way out. Maybe you can rely upon Rabbi Avram, but do you ever eat the food? I would tell you, try to avoid it by eating only things which are nechal chai and el shulchan malachim, which we'll get to going forward. Of course, some of it's difficult to do this, but you come for a Shabbos. Oh, my, I don't want any chicken today. I'll do with the carrots. I like coming to carrots. My eyes, you know, my waist, carrots, chal and carrots. I mean, I go over too big. You know, but so you have to use your judgment, you know. Fine. Okay. Interesting. There are that we spoke about earlier before. I don't know if you saw it by yourselves in the Maamar Makomos. Seems to say that if someone is a professional cook, there's no Isra Bishalakam. Again, not the one in your house. The professional who is cooking for L'Kol Abba, cooking in a restaurant, cooking in a factory. No personal connection whatsoever. There are, sounds like, I don't know if you have it on our screen now, it's page Sadi Dalam and Vase, you'll see it. That's not called Bishalakam, there's no Kruva Daita. Same thing when it comes to Pas. Sounds like it's a heter of Pas Palter by Bishal Palter. The Mari Tats said the same way. Now, there are those who are make, who most poskim say no, but the Meister of Osai, this, according to some authorities, is used as another tziruf. Let's say you have a Jewish factory where they're cooking, goyim are cooking. So the combination, it's Beis Yisrael, literally, belongs to a Jew, and a professional cooker is cooking for totally unnamed people. He will never meet them, and they'll never meet him. Rov poskim say it doesn't help, it's low plug. Rov poskim, but Beis Yisrael doesn't help, low plug. But at least you have now two separate leniencies. There were those who are make. There were those who are make. Not everyone agrees to that. There were those who want to be mitzamtzem the ra'ah. Oh, it wasn't that radical. He's only referring to a case of Isas Yisrael, Shafo, Akum, not discussing shlokos. He's only talking about, we spoke about this last week, Isas Yisrael, Shafo, Akum. Some poskim want to say as the Isra of Bishalak. On that, there are oz mekel. But never meant to be mekel on chicken or whatever, on vegetables. But if you look at the Berakah bias, the way I read it, it didn't sound that way. Do we have the Berakah? Do you get it? Yeah.
Yeah, he says
explicitly talking about
the regular shlokas, right? So let's leave it out. I'll take you look for it. You want to get it? Yep, there are all. So yeah.
What
about Tomei? So they have to have an OU. So I guess that they never made a low pull according to this piece of Torah. Basis Yisrael. So Basis Yisrael, of course, can be a factory, and if the we know it's kosher, that's what it would appear. Now again, anyone look up the same Bishul Yisrael? Nobody looked it up. I think it's downstairs in the Beis Medrash. No one looked for it. After Shir, do me a favor. Look for the Bishul Yisrael. If it exists, put it on my desk, on the table, the second floor. And then you can look at it in the interim between now and tomorrow. I'll be telling it tomorrow. I'll read it to you. The Machmir in the age of Chumras is big time in Bishul Yisrael. But those who try to be Mitzamtim, they were Oz Kula to bread. But I think it's on a push. The way I read, they were in Berek HaBayis. I read it the way you read it.
How would that work out? Good.
No, that even though Pas Yisrael, the Isas Yisrael, Shabish Shlokas, we said last week, the two using expression is considered like Shlokas. It's not really Shlokas. Maybe then and only then was there all Makel, if it's done by a baker who's baking for the rest of the world. He does use the word bake Pas Purni, that's true. But the question is limited to that. Where is it? It's page name. It's Gimel. Gimel Zion. It's page Tzadi. Well, again, first make it bigger a little bit, okay? Now we don't. Keep going. Let's go for it. Tzadi Dalam and Beit. That's where it is. Yes? Anyone seeing any?
Yes.
Wait.
I didn't know.
Okay. No, it's here somewhere. Okay, look, we'll be here. This is where it's Tzadi Hay. Let's take a look. Los Angeles, see if you can find it. Okay, we're in the movies. Here we go. Ofer Bebais. Miyuchad lekach ve'ena miskayim levashel yatzal l'shemadam miyuchad hela lemlachtol v'ishu socher lafos levashel levashel. You see the word levashel? L'chol haba bebayis miyuchad she'ebed yadin oklin ba'ov l'shosin ba'ov. It's not a restaurant. I mean, it has to be only in a factory. V'hu v'shus tarav l'chol ha'olam b'zeh ev sheladon liskos t'chihal l'chashiv b'ishu le'nachrim t'loshach bo'e k'ruve data v'kol shemadin pasuk k'ol shemadin pasuk k'ilibo. How can you say it differently? Black on white. Now, you don't pass it this way. It's a Shitas Yochid. Okay, but it combined the Shitas Yochid with the Shitas Yochid of the Rabbeinu Avraham in a Jewish factory, so some Polskan want it to be make. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Rav Moshe's a tshuva. How far did they go to Rav Moshe's tshuvas? Do they have the posthumous ones also?
Yes.
Let's take a look. Let's take a look. I can go here. How do I get the tshuvas here? Where do I go? On the right side.
Just press that front button on the top.
What hit this?
Yeah, right there.
Tshuvas. Here goes my shot. Here we go. What happened? Right
there. You say they're always referring to restaurants?
I don't think so. Big research, right? Yeah, they have it. Because the Ordea Chelik Dalit. Whether it's official or not, I can't tell you. Now, maybe it's Memches, maybe? I'm not sure. Let's see. Let's see. Maybe because they said you saw you there. You aren't eating there. Right. I don't know. No. Try to raise Milches. Some of the Ches. Anyway, somebody's a chiller by Moshe about this. I'm not sure what. I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I had it before. Go back to this one. Is this Memches?
Yeah.
Before I wrote that. is. Found. Here it is. Potato chips. Bishalakam. Hukimo kol dova anasa de batei charoshes sheyesh omrim tamim lahokir v'cheinoag in rov ha'om uve'isa zeshu with rabbanan and limchos be'elah mekilim. Whoa, he writes to his son. He's written to his son, to Reb Reuven. Right? In Tovshin Yud Zayin, 1957, 56, whatever it is. A long time ago. He has some leniencies. What are these? It's these secret leniencies, Reb Osai. What are they? Do they have Reuven Osef Ephraim? Let's take a look. How do we get back to this? This thing is fired up. Let me get to the more tshuvas. Here, what's this? They don't have it? So you can look it up yourself, Reb Osef Ephraim. It's Chelek Hey, Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Vov. He says it's a Ksav Yad from Rav Moshe. Not true. I saw the Ksav Yad myself. It's his uncle's Ksav Yad. Rav Nota Greenblatt, Shlita. What? You have it? Chelek Hey, Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Vov. You want to put in Hebrew books? I don't mind. You can get Hebrew books. So put it on. I'm not trying to suppress anything over here. I've seen the Ksav Yad myself. Remember, Rav Nota Greenblatt, who was a very close Talmid of Rav Moshe, is well into his 80s, and he's the uncle of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. They both lived in Memphis for many years. Now Rav Ephraim moved to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nota is still living in Memphis, still saving the world by writing Gittin Teruah from coast to coast. He's one of the greatest, you know, really a great rabbi of our time, who spent a lifetime preventing terrible tragedies of couples separate without a kosher get. And other great things he's done in his career. It was a very long and storied career. Oh, look at that. Tov Kuf Tzadi Vov. Tov Kuf Tzadi Vov. There are a lot of Jews. Really? There you go. Watch this. First he quotes Rabbi Ganak. Rabbi Nachum Ganak, Shlita. Rabbi Bedek Abayis, he quotes the Rabbi we just saw. Debbie Rav, Shisha Bechol Beis Charoshes, Av Einbo Bishon Bishol Nachum Avada. Kol Olam. Either Amor. Our factors are better. As a palter, Yisrael v'nochin divgoshim u'makir u'mochim zel azeh ma'shenkim b'beis charoshes shen Yisrael nifkash klam ha'polam ha'nochim v'lo shakha n'ku v'data d'vera chen moysim b'shem ha'gram feinshin tzatzal who's a svara he b'tshuva k'sav yad shen nifkava yidei meis ha'piv meis ha'rav rav not the green blood echem mitamina ha'mavokam v'kuro l'fon of ha'gon hiskam v'amash shen nifkava karoi sh'al ha'meis b'no shor ha'gram ha'p Omer shekeinu be'emes Afshtar fisa di shum chashash. Zal shon atshuva. Yeah? He said yes to yes to his son. Reb Reuven, who? Yeah? Shela. B'dva machona automatit shenotso b'miyuchad l'chamen beitzim trufas b'chimen shol kitur. Steam. Panasis ma shekorim egg rolls. B'zui tzuras ha'polosa. B'chilas ha'shavua eino yehudi lochetz b'kafto chashmal ishamadik u'meichet ha'samachon. Achashem is rope the Makena Machonem Masiko, Meatma, Milifo, Kenny Ovedis below, I pull out the Bates and Macheris Boso, that's all automatic, all totally automatic. Oz Maschila, Meatma, Automati, as Talkitsira, Egg Rolls, Kometchila, Machona, Masiko, Meatma, Avosat, Sofa Shavua, Oz Mafsika, as a Koha, Hashmal, Machuber, can be as a Bates and Matruvas, Machonas, Achim, he offered Automati, Biblia Nimsa, be clear Nimsa, Becher Acher, Shemis Male. A cleave the basin, yes, no, a motor. Shemaskal, the atzol, the haver, is a basin. the machona zachim ha shniya yedei sheniftach atzina v'abeitz v'avros v'sochem v'chol zachim ha'ad kol shon asher tshuva yesh lodun v'ahat ter egros elu me'isim mishalach and dihine for dana bali ha'ro b'dor she'ova she'olso she'elas ha'sardinim guys sardinim v'kodom v'ahat ter mishim d'mitzias tol shayach ben v'zeres v'chasnas v'imil z'bashim v'beitz chavosh adei kama וכמה פולים, אינם יהודים, ונאכולים במוחם אחר לגמרי, כל מי שיבואו האוכל נזכר לאלה שעוסקו בבישולו. ועושים סוף משם מקום, כל מי שתעשו משם לא פלוג רבונם. ונראה, זה רבי משה חידוש, שלא שייך לעשו משם לא פלוג, רק שהבישול הוא באופן הרגיל, בגלל ששייך שיבואו לידי קירוב. שעוד אף שהבישול הוא במוחם אחר שלא שייך נזכר בסדר אין יהודים בבשלם, עושים משם לא פלוג. אבל באופן שלנו, שמסחמם עם הביצים על ידי מכונה ובצורה שכזו שלעולה לא מבשם במכונה הזוס באופן שיש חשש של קיר במציאס ובאמת שהביצים מסחמם עושה אין אין יהודי מסעס כאו וחימום יש לומר שאין לסם משום לא פלוג דרי בצורה זו של בישול אין חשש של חסס לעולם עד כאן לשון התשובה that's what it says this is Rabbi Moshe's Tshuva which was written by Rabbi Greenblatt but apparently he says over here that he read it for him, and he says, yes, it was written properly. And the Reuven says you have a right to print it in this fashion. Wow! So let's chazer Rav Moshe's opinion. If it's cooked in a factory, in a regular pot, and the same pot can be used in my kitchen, then it's awesome. Shemlo plug. There's some kind of specialized equipment in a factory, which should never be used in a private home. It's only used in factories. And in fact, there's never any shashchasnas. There's no low plug. This is a very, 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 very important tshuva. Very important tshuva. Okay? So therefore, Rabbi Osai, on this basis, Rav Moshe was matir, as far as we know, cans, which are when the food is cooked in the can, because you can't do that in a private kitchen. It'll explode. You can't cook like sardines or tuna can in your kitchen. It's under special conditions in a factory. That's what it says. Now, in the Chelkos Binyamin, he's making the Shasat Chak in the Beis Charoshes Shel Yisrael. For the, as we saw before, Beis Yisrael and Derech Avdus, even Bizman Azeh. But in a Goyish factory, he asks us. He's not considered to be Derech Avdus, he doesn't think. And apparently he thinks that the whole thing doesn't apply. I would say, is there a chavis to a different guy? What's the difference if it's Jew to a guy? Don't know. Either a or, says the ra'ah is only made by pas. How can you say that? We just read it in the shir. It's so hard to read it that way. And then he says, he wants to suggest that he's only made if it belongs to a Yisroel. If it belongs to a goy, it could be kir v'adas, even a public cook. That's very hard to rule out. That's very, very, very shver what the Chelkos Binyamin says. But Moshe sounds like he's correct. Right. And let's not forget the number of other coolers by canned goods. Number one, aside from the fact there's no low plug, because there's a separate kind of production over there, and there are all sheet of palter. Number two, I think it is derech avdus. Number three, in many canned goods, we would say, Eino ol al shulchan melachim. Eino ol al shulchan melachim, Rabbi Osai. Seems to me to be a leniency. A leniency. It's interesting. The Meiri, so was the Meiri in the Maror Bechamis? I forgot. No. I should have put it on. No? I don't have it in front of me. The Meiri on the Mishlam, Hamid Bey suggests, incredible. There's no Easter of Bishul by Pas Palter. And sounds there's no use of bishul by goyim at all. There's no kira badas, only if he cooks our food, not if he cooks his own food. We don't pass in that way, of course. Now, what about there's a third svara to be makel, which is the svara of mu'ushan. How do they fit factually? How do they cook cans in factories? Rabosai mu'ushan is found over here in Sif Yud Gimel. Let's take a look together. Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. Dog shemilcho akum Upeirah ishna and Ashechshira Nachila are Eilim Utorim. The Malich Enek Roseach B'Zerizu. Okay, this is a Chiddush Rav Osai which is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Dog Maluach is a Gemara we'll get to a little bit later on. And where's Peros Ishnan? It's a Yerushalmi. Remember the first day of the year, the very first day back in the way, and in Elul, we had the famous thing of Mahushim Abbas B'Cholov that Yerushalmi talks about Pasachim as well, if you recall. And there's we are Mekel when it comes to Mahushim. Ah, Mahushan Eino Kibavushal. It's in the Machabes Beferish and Sif Yud Gimel. Mu'ushin is not mavushal. Says the Shach, Yudches, ha'mavushin enke mavushal, kosu be'serzim da'ke moshe, yumashmi afa pisha ishlo yisrael, im bishlo akam osim. Okay, it's a different story, but here, it was all done through mu'ushin in certain limited cases. Okay? Let's now discuss the reality of our factories and see that qualifies for this or not. It's a good question. This goes back, if you recall, to Simon Pezayin. We spoke about Ma'ushin and Basel B'cholov, right? Some say it applies that even to what we call hot steam. We spoke about this last time. Hot steam, that's what the Sefer or Eshkol says, and the Prisha Pezayin have cut and tests. Some disagree. It's only talking about cold steam. Okay? And there are those who disagree strongly. And they say that there's no heter. I want to share a tshuva about saying Minchas Yitzchak. We can get Minchas Yitzchak and we go back to Bar Ilan. How do I do that? This?
Yeah.
Now what?
Oh, no.
More
to the left.
This? All the way to the left?
All the way to the left to see
his response. Response, probably. Okay, now I want to go back to other responses. Minchas Yitzchak. Here we go. Minchas Yitzchak. Chele Gimel. What happened? Did I curse him? No. Why are you not going on? Why is it not working? If you believe it, the computer went down. They call it crashed. That's correct, crashed? Okay, so much for the Wayu system. Okay, crashed. Look it up yourself. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Gimel Simen Chavav Sivkot Vav. Said number one, it's a factory. Oh, it just opened?
No, it's the next thing.
Just, and number two, it works now?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, you're right. There you go. We're too harsh. We're too impatient, I guess. What did I say? Chavav, I said? Wow. 10 shilas. Kufsal Shamazam. Bishalakam. Komashin is Basham is Karoshi, Emmishan Bishalakam. They should aim at Kirin as Misha Bishlo. Hesley is Sod Balocha. Adkan. Hine. Is Sas Mokos and the Sefer Birka Yosef? Bishay Marit. Salon. Rabosi, is this Birka Yosef? Printed over here? I don't think so. Do you have a Birka Yosef? Sometimes you have a Birka Yosef over here. He says, where is it supposed to be? Simon Kuf Yud Beis. Is there a Birka Yosef on the bottom here? I don't think so. I told you this earlier, that my Ritz Alon is Mekel on it. Am I correct? There's no Birka Yosef here on the bottom? I have it at home. It's printed as a separate safer. Every once in a while, you're lucky. And have a Birka Yosef on the side. We're not lucky. But okay, it's Maritz Alon, as I mentioned you before. He's the one who said this Svara, if the people don't see each other, there's no Isur Bishalakam. Let's go. Avalohi kein aliba dilchasa, as the Birkei Yosef himself says, Hegeshem is basham are they kitur, steam. Yesh gedol yakom shesvil yesh eim bazem yesh bishol akom, ayin dar kitshuva, v'chozin litztarufi gam lahanal, gam hanal. So Milchasizuk is saying, if it's made to steam, and it's as well in a factory, svek sveka, tu svar sakula, he paskins the halacha lemaisa, it's okay. What happens is they have these huge Rebbe Osai, huge, you know what they're called? Catch this word. Steam jacketed kettles. Have you seen that in the factory? Have you been there? Steam jacketed kettles. What's the halacha? So, you look it up, I'm pretty sure they have it downstairs. They say, but Bishul Yisrael, in Siman Yud Beis, he thinks it's no good. Why? Because the steam is simply a substitute for a fire. And what is really cooking it? The water. The water in the pot. The steam jacketed kettle is just a way to make it more exact. They're able to do it in a computer. It's going to be more precise. The heat's exactly precise. So, but what's really cooking it is not the steam on the outside of the kettle, but the water in the kettle. Nafkamina gets heated up by steam jacket, or gets heated up by a regular fire in the bottom, like it's not in your kitchen and mine. Now, let's take a look at Minchas Yitzchak, where apparently he has certain leniencies even here. Minchas Yitzchak. Bishul Yisrael. Where? Simen Yud Beis. Meanwhile, let's go over here. Whoa, what happened over here? Chelik Yud. Chelik Yud. Simon, hold on, Son of Zion, I think it is.
How do these kettles work?
They're huge. I don't know where to find this. Bishalaka. Oh, complicated story. Pasteurizers, the whole story. Oh. Yesh tzad gadol ha-teira. Kemen sha bishul nasa yedei kitur. Yesh bigdol yachron sha svil yedei tibichi agavna eim bumish bishul lako. The hevel mayim ha-nechnosim toch ha-kanim la-siya ha-pasteurizer lo garmi ma-ushon. Kibu ha-medak et shuva. Uvu b'michas yitzchak which we just saw before. After yesh l'chalek, look. The mashe martiyach ha-cholav yedei chamimus ha-kitur. Miki b'emes bishul. The chamimus ha-kitur rak kamo ha-eshem l'chamim. That's what I would have said. And it's really that it's the Yikomagam Snifla Teriyeshkan. And some say everything in the factory is no problem. You don't know who cooked it. Birkei Yosef, Marit Salon, Lo Shemayet Ezel, and Pas Palter, Snifla Teriyesh, Lo Denasei De Kitter, Takit Shuvat Hemi Ezel Chomish Mishmikan and Aloha. You see, he's a combination of these two svaras, which he is being lenient on this particular case. Okay? This is the Minchas Yitzchak in two different places. It says the same Yisod. Fine. Rabbi Osai, let's go and back to the Gemara. We spent too much time so far. Back to the Gemara. Yeah?
Is there fish a lot in microwaves?
We'll get there. Wait a second. Good question. Rabbi Osai, let's see the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. I ask you to see. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. See the Gemara. What we did for so far, we don't know the top line. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Omer Rav Kol Anechal Kamo Shuchayim Mishum Bishul Yakum. Besura says fine. Others say Kol Sheino Nechal Al Shulchan Malachim Lam Shmos Hapas Ema Mishum Bishul Yakum. My Benayu Ikel Benayu Dogim Kitanim VaAridi VeDaisa. What's this? Rashi Dogim Kitanim VaAridi VeDaisa Ein Echolim Chayim. How do we pask in halacha? We pask in both coolers. Take a look at Sif Aleph. And Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph. Dova Sheinu Nechol Chai, V'gam Ol HaShulchan Malachim, L'Avaz Bo HaSapas, Ol HaParaperas, we'll get to that a little bit later on, Shabishlu Akum, I feel the base Yisrael, B'chle Yisrael, the base Yisrael, also Mishum B'shul Yaakov, Shoyin. So we pass in both leniencies, right? that if it's not nechal, if it's nechal chai, it's mutter, and if it's ein l'shul malach, it's a pas, it's also mutter. So far, both sides, so good. Let's turn to Tosis. Ige benayu dogim tanim ve'ardi ve'daisi pirish she'enem necholim chayim ve'nohom ha'shulchim malachim. Omer ben atam v'nokar hani v'nokar dvash u'gvina sholom shulchim malachim ve'necholim chayim. Rabosai, exactly the reverse. Shema mino, the boil of minkat dvorim shenas v'behen loshen akron mosav alarishin hula hakalala tafilo eino nechol chay kevet shen loshen malachim lesh v'shalak chen posaka ben atam hilchosa kahani trelishne v'kulam. Bikachad minayo nechol chay o eino shemalachim mutter. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Amud Beis, etc. Good. It's the Shitas HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Tam. Gevaldik. We stopped here. We'd assume no one disagrees. We'd be home free. The Shulchan Aruch said it. Tosfos said it. Okay? Gevaldik. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Ran and see a different sheet. We have to be, you know, it's only fair to see Ran. This is the Ran on the Makoros, I'm sure. Here we go. The Ran at the very beginning of page Tetzvav and Aleph, according to my understanding. Goes to the various Shams. And you know, Lacha. Empty goes to the Rashi. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, Kalish to the Vupadis to the Kol, Shein Ol, Shem Malachim, Lavad Vos Hapas, Em Mishum Mishul Yaakam, Shreb Yochanan Koi, Ki Halish, to the Kaman Perk Av Yishmo, the Gemara Gav Et Turmasa, and Yivamis, Beitza. Okay, so we Pasuk Rabbeinu Yochanan. Ah, is the problem. Rav Asi said, Dogim, Ktane, Meluchin, Em Mishum Mishul Yaakam, Lo Tiduk Mino, Hoshein Molch Meluchin, Yeshem Mishum, no, the after the meluchin makas milchon all on shulchan melachim. Shemachi it's shukalei. Oh, I feel the daikas mino hachi iu mishmeder avkama. It was like the tradition of surah. We pass like a yochanan from pedisa. Hilchach kol shein al shulchan melachim ein mishum mishul yakam kilo shul melachim nech moshuchai ein mishul. This is Rabbeinu Tam shita. The hachi riat the suga the chulah pirkin the kamon la metesim in base etc etc. So far Rabbeinu Tam is the sheet, the only sheet we've seen. The Mechaba holds this way, terrific. The Rach, the Rambam, Meiridik. Avol, there's always an Avol. A Rambanzal. Posak, Elish, Suroi. Chol Shein Anechel Kamo Shulchai. Avol Pi Shein O Shulchim Malachim. Yesh Lemishim Bishalachim. And he brings a Raya from Ahini Shulki. Hini Shliki, Lemit Chesim and Beis. Rav holds Ein O Shulchim Malachim. I feel the hachi meriri u mitzoy yasiri ein zuraya. The man name alone the hano aini shliki didu lo hayo alon shulchan malachim. I feel the meriri nami after shem mischak mismaskin bishli kosan. This is the piskan shol devarim. Achad the gilamir is halol. Necho chai. Ein alon shulchan malachim. O shlo nishtani bi briyosu de ha'ur. That's another thing. The third condition. Where'd that come from? Nishtani de ha'ur. Where's that? So the Gemara? The preview, they thought it was the Rises. That's all. I would have thought that third thing is Nidche. Okay. Kamash, okay, fine. This is it. Rabbo says that the second opinion is the Ramban Shita. Ramban passed like Suroi. Okay. Oyin Ol Shulchan Malachim is Aser. Some say, take a look in the Mordechai, tough Lamed. The opposite. We paskin. Again, according to the Rabbi Natam and the Shulchan, we pass in both kulas. Nechol Chai is mutter and El Shulchan Malachim. According to the Rambam, we only pass in the kula of Nechol Chai. We don't pass in the kula of Eino Ol Al Shulchan Malachim. Look in the Mordechai, Simon Tov Lama, you see the opposite Shita. Quickly. Tov Lamed. The end. Rabbi Natam, Paz Galishna Basid, Rabbi Yochanan, Koya Kavasei. Okay, Chaim Pasuk read, and he says, no, Yes, pasuk to trail lishne nam ulachumra, v'chein rach. What does that mean? Because Maimonides, this is in the Ramos Hago on the Mordechai, says, Shapozik is tail of Shons Lakula, yes, posing to trail lishne lachumra. Okay, so that's the fourth possibility. Pasuk lachumra, what does that mean, lachumra? It means the only time it's going to be mutter is if it has both characteristics. It's Nechal Chai and Eilal Shulchan Malach. You get an impression over here in the Mordechai itself, as another opinion says, no. Eilal Shulchan Malach is mutter, but Nechal Chai is not mutter. So there are four logical possibilities over here. That's it. They're only awful, but I won't spend too much time on it, but just say that there are four sheets. Okay? Lamaisi pass in the Kula, like Tosis. Fine? What's Pshat Rabbi Osai in Ola Shulchan Malach? Then and only then is the Kira Vadas. So writes the Rashba. Only then is the Kira Vadas. It's all it's fancy dinner. The Rambam that I asked you to see says no. The Gzeir was Shlo Yasmino Etzla Besuda. Vein Ein Odom Mazm Eskavero. When it's Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim. Okay? Fine. What about Rashi Shita? What about David Tomei? What's to do with the whole Shulchan Malach? You have to say that it's Kiruv, it's Shulchan Malach, you won't be so careful because you want to be in high social circles, things of this nature. You won't be looking too careful. Fine. Adkan, the Shitas. Now go to the next piece of the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Back to the Gemara. Lamed Chesam and Alf. Omra Vasi Omarav. Dogim Ketanim Meluchim. Ein Bemishim Bishule Yakum. Omra Vyosef Im Tzlo An Akum. Somach Yisrael Aleim Mishim Yeruvit Avshilin. Avdinu Akum. Kasa Daharsana. Osum Pshita. Maudatema Harsana Ika Kamashlan. Kimcha Ika. What's this? It's a hard Gemara. Rashi. Meluchim necholim kamol shehein machmas milcha. So Rashi says, the same way as if you have something which is edible in its raw state, no bishalakum, it's edible in a semi-raw state, raw as long as it's treated by salt. That's called chai. The old heter of nechol chai we had before. Okay? And therefore, if it's slow makam, presumably it's no problem, because the nechol kamol shehein chai. Fine. Kemach, if you cook kemach, it's not nechal chai. Good. Toysis. Dogim tanim meluchim, ein bemishim bishul yakum pirish, im bishlon akum achrei shemilchan Yisrael shor. Kevin shekodem bishulam hayu nechalim nachmas milcham, but not if he cooked the fish before the Yisrael had salted it. That's what it says. So if they caught the toast, if the Jew salts it, it's okay. It's considered nechol chai. If the guy salts it, it's not okay. The dogim ktanim meluchim nechalim kamo shem chayim. Omer Abiyuda the bidukamat meluchim mashma shem meluchim asirim ken tzorach lama. The mari begdolim ktsas shom lefamim al shulchan meluchim. Tilotem achi tikshila the omer aika benad the dogim ktanim pirish the one we just saw. Leman dama nechal kamo shulchay yesh b'mishem b'shuli akum. En al shulchan meluchim b'mishem b'shuli akum. Hilchsa ketav ba'ala kula ken amai dogim meluchim ken meluchim nami. So that different levels. It's very ktanim, Tosa says, and then it's medium sized ktanim. Very ktanim is no problem bechlal and al shulchan malachim. Medium sized is a problem which is taken care of by the nechal chayim because of meluchim. Okay, that's Tosa's sheet over here. The ramaschil dog. Very clear cut sheet here in Shita Satosis. Very clear, very clear. Of course, the question is the same exact expression. Rabbi Osai it seems to mean two different things in two different places. So the Rashash deals with that a little bit. I actually see the Rashash and the Marsha in this Tosfos. Let's say well, the Rashash first. We'll keep one hand here in Tosfos and one hand in the Rashash. Here's the Rashash. The Rashash says, Sorokham the Maribik Dolom Tas. Tmihani ala Tas min Kuf Yud Gimel Sukkot Yud Beis. We'll see soon. Shehebi is also B'Shem Rashal. Rashach, well, it's Tosfos. It's written Tosfos. Ode Dishon. Shem Beis Yosef. L'chalek. The Acha Melicha Olin. Once you salt it, it is Allah Shulchan Malach. Beis Yosef, Kosef Shalom, and Kemi Divi Arashba. The Ram of Ula Hedjikane. Shem Abach, Eviyu, L'chalek, Ben Min Shukotten, Li Olam, La Oso Shukotten, Ata, V'Osa Lihi Godel. It's in Brochus. Okay. And there he says, he's talking about Tzluyin over here. Okay, a different distinction which the Rashash is bringing over here. What is all of what's not all of Shulchan Aruch? Just keep it in mind, it's an important Rashash. Fine. The Pashup Shat, the Tosfos doesn't say this. Why? Because the Min is all of Shulchan Aruch with Tzluyin. Therefore, it's us, even Mavushal. And I read you from the East of Eter. Alpi the pas kidneys ain't all our shulchan malachim. We discussed this last week. Me'achas she'ol the derech bishul yesh bo gamatim mishem bishul akum. End quote. But the machloekes rebosai when we talk about bishul akum, we depend upon the min. This species is all our shulchan malachim, or in this particular form, it's all our shulchan malachim. As a matter of fact, the East of Eter is machmir the shaila, but the Ramah is mekel. We saw this last week. We'll see it again now. Opening sif of Kuf Yud Beis. Please turn. Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Ramah says, Gam eino, it's talking about pas kitnis. Eino osim ishim bishul yakum, im eino ola shulcha malachim. What does that mean? Like the Torah Schadis, who wrote, they were written by the Ramah, against the Isa Veheter. Isa Veheter says, no! Kitnis is ola shulcha malachim. You go to a fancy state, then they'll give you vegetables. True, they're not going to give you kit. They're not going to give you cornbread. Cornbread, ridiculous. Cornbread. That's not. This is the White House. They serve cornbread in the White House. Okay, but corn proper, you would. That's the corn today is maize. It's the American dish. They didn't happen in the old days. So it's an American dish. The President of the United States of America wants them an American dish. Give them fancy cooked corn. So the Ramah says, who cares? The cornbread is still mutter. And others say, no, since fancy cooked corn is served at the White House. So cornbread is also usher. Depends upon the min. This is a machloekah between the Torah Schatas, who's Mekil, and the Iser Veheter, who's Machmir. Okay. So the Ran seems to be Mekil. Why? For us is exactly the same way. So that's a question whether that's a proof or not. They're meluchim amutarim because nechal chai. But if they're prohibited in a particular way, maybe the entire min is also you may not shulcha malachim. That's isa lo plug. Isa v'het neshita. Rabosai. Okay, so I'm not going into all these details. Halacha lemaisa, we are making in the shadow like the Ramo. So what about potato chips? Potato chips. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is it the way that it's cooked or is it the way it's cooked?
That's exactly the point. Potatoes are served at fancy state dinners, not potato chips.
What about like terra chips?
I don't know what terra chips means. But potato chips is not served at a king's table, that's for sure not. It's a machlekes.
Terra chips are like fancy potato chips.
They don't serve at a state dinner, I can't believe it. They may serve it for President Obama in his summer home, you know, to hang out at the when he went to, he was going to watch TV or something like that. But at the state dinners in the White House, I don't believe in certain potato chips. I wouldn't serve it. And my wedding didn't serve potato chips. I mean, I remember not as fancy as Obama. Who's ever seen potato? Wait, I take that back. I was at a wedding this week. Yesterday. To the wedding last night. It wasn't some dorfy Hasidish place. It was a company called Venetian. You ever been to Venetian? Mr. Joel Shalita made a wedding there. It has to be considered fancy. And they had potatoes. And on top of the potato, they had some kind of a potato chip. You ever see that? One. It's a fancy decor. Gewalt. Just hit me now. It's not a regular potato chip. It's not the one you buy, the wise potato chips. Yeah. But it's a fancy chip. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what terror chips are.
No.
I mean, no, but that's
not the same at all.
I understand it's not the same. But they're nicer chips.
This chip was like so schmuck. I'm sorry. Huge chip.
They like make it cold and it looks fancy.
Yeah, it's made to look fancy.
Yeah, it's just decor. It's not
okay.
So those decor chips are all those shulchan malachim. I'll bring it right. They may serve in the White House also for all I know. So that would be awesome.
So would that cancel out all the potato chips?
No. So we... No.
According to that,
you don't need that. Potatoes. The fancy potatoes they served, they put this potato chip on top of potatoes. That's the shtick. It's regular awful potato, but that's sticky. The potato chip on top. A big high thing. Yeah, mamish, last night I went to the Venetian. Who's ever been? You know the Venetian? You been there? It's a fancy place. No, it's not like a. I mean, it's not not the world of Astoria, but it's not a rundown. It's not by your emotion. I mean, you know, it's considered to be fancy. Mr. Joel wouldn't make a wedding there if it wasn't. I guess he was the chassan side, but still, a bit of a riot. So I think one of the chevra from Ashiya got married there. I think last year, I think Shlomo Hagler got married there. I have that recollection. No?
The Grove.
Oh, the Grove, right. See? Does it fancier? Oh. No, I don't think so. I know they're both somewhere in the Jersey, so I mix up my places. You're right. That was the Grove. There's the Venetian. Okay? Venetian, yes. So now, yeah. This is potato chips. Didn't Rabbi Shlomo have potato chips in that shulchan we had before? What did he say? Yeah, but what basis? He didn't say it on Shulchan Malach. Why didn't Rav Moshe say in that Shuva to his son of Reuven in 1956 that potato chips are not all on Shulchan Malach? Dwight D. Eisenhower, United States President, we didn't have potato chips in 1956. I don't think so. I mean, I was old enough to remember a little bit about those days. I don't think I wasn't ever in the White House then. I was barely out of that. I was fifth grade or whatever. What school grade I was in. But I was still, I don't remember. Yeah?
Is it possible that when Moshe wrote the Shuva that they didn't do that stuff?
Maybe it was all Shulchan Malach.
No, that they didn't do these things and now they do.
For carrots. And why didn't Rav Moshe say that it's Ein Al Shulchan Malach? Now it's interesting. The Psak of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is like the Isa Veheta. He was Machmir Nisham, depending upon the Min. So, I don't know, should we say Rav Moshe also held that way? I don't know. In the state of Bishul Yisrael, in the back, it's a long kuntres by Rabbi Pesach Eliyahu Falk, who was the Abbezin of Gateshead. He is the author of Magz Eliyahu. He's a big Pesach, and he has a lot of chumras. Even he is making my potato chips. He's saying, Allah Shulchan Malachim. It's just not. However, he quotes Rabbi Yoshev, you're not going to believe it, Rabbi Osai. He claims that potato chips are olim al shulchan malach. Why? Because Obama, when he's sitting with his wife and his daughters and watching TV on Saturday or Sunday morning, they have potato chips. It's also al shulchan malach. What? I thought it'd be a state dinner. I'll ask a shout out. What about breakfast? Breakfast cereal. Is that Bishalaka? I thought, no. But Obama probably also eats Cheerios and Wheaties. I don't know if he has them. We don't know because it'll be a great advertising for the company. He probably has the same thing. Who cares? That's as he runs, grabs breakfast in the way to the Situation Room. That doesn't count. It's not a state dinner. The quarter of the Yasha, maybe that'll also be... As a matter of fact, the Bari HaShulchan suggests that canned goods are Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim. Kodav Yoshev is not the case. I'm sure they have cans in the White House when Mrs. Obama wants to give her husband a tuna sandwich on a Sunday afternoon. She opens a can. I'm sure. But she goes, go get a fancy cooked poached salmon to give him a can. But we pass it against Rabbi Yosha. That depends on the state dinner, not what he's eating for breakfast. That's what they were saying. I think it was Rabbi Bromsky once said that Queen Elizabeth has it for breakfast, the sardines. Wanted asr on that basis. But I don't think we pass it anyway. Allah Cholamais. Fine. Now, Rabbosai. We spoke before about Daisa. Daisa. So what does it say over here? Ein ol al shulchan malachim. Okay? The Tosa says it's Ein ol al shulchan malachim. Okay? Fine. But it's interesting. The Ritva explains, no. You need Ola al shulchan malachim lelafes boas hapas. Take it literally, Rabbosai. The question of those last four words, are they literal or just left after? We have the Girsa, Lelafas boas hapas. So Ritva took it literally. So nobody puts cereal on bread. That's a Gemara Masechta Beitza, Daf Tezayinim and Aleph. Hanu da bavloi tipshoi, da achli nama benama. Because bread is bread, and dice is also bread. It's not in the shape of bread. I guess they had the low carb diet. We have cereal on bread. It's the same thing. Just one is baked and one is cooked. It all comes from flour. So no one's going to do that. It's against the normal pattern of eating behavior. However, Rabbi Osai, if you look in the Rashba, you don't get that impression. Can we get me the Rashba? You had the Bedek Abayis before? On Bedek Abayis here? Okay. I got links. The Torah Sabayis, that's right. Torah Sabayis Aruch. Where are we? Help. Okay, here we go. I need Sadi Dalid Amar Aleph. That's what I've written down my notes. Sadi Dalid, you have to help me out, okay? Where's Sadi Dalid Amar Aleph? Anybody? It has to be somewhere here. Yeah, it's on the base. Okay, so Amar Aleph should be far. This is on the base. You see on the base? Let's take a look. Where are we? Oh, Avloy Tipshoy. Here we go. Yeah. Kulonis Chahika. Kol Shenol Shumalachum Lavas Bos Hapas. Halachas of Alphas, he's out. Imein Heich Ef Shalom Ad Dice Ol Shulchan Malachim Lavas. For Armina and Bishbalma Beitzit after Zion. I have Loy Tipshoy Achanama Benama. Yeshli Lomar. Tlaomru Lavas Has Hapas. Eladavka Bemine Lifton. Kolomash ain b'chol mina lifta mishum b'shul einachidu in the spread. Ela b'mina lifta nachashuvim sheolin machmas chashivus nashulcha molach lamsa pas. Fish ain kiri v'das ela behem. Aba macholim anacholim b'toras machol v'lo b'toras liftan lo be'inon sheolin al shulcha molach lamsa pas. Ela kol sheolin al shulcha molachim lechol yesh b'mishum b'shul einachidu. Goodbye. Hilkoch daisanami shaper salgal molachim v'asiyo libe de pumbedisa. Dami kol shen l'shulcha malachim. Boom. You hear what he says? Churma l'flo on the Rashba. Do we pass in this way? Or do we not pass in this way? That's a question. So the Chelkos Binyamin is machmer. You don't have to have lafas a pass. Only if it's a lift on. So why did it bother mentioning it? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siv Zayin, Lav Davka. All depend on the Chashivas of Ol Shulchan Malach. Okay, that's a Shaila. What about Rabosai if it's made for a dessert? Maybe it's only Osir if it's the main part of a meal. That's what the Rashi was saying. The Lav is a pas. Yeah. But when machmer, if it's nechel b'fnei atzmo, such as daisa, it's the main course. So then, even if it's not avas, it would still be usher from the perspective, as long as it is in fact ola al shulchan melach. What about dessert? Dessert. What's halach of dessert? don't know. Let's take a look over here. Kuf Yud Gimel. Anything about desserts? I followed them before. Supposed to be a base mayor here, but I'm finding it. Shulchanov does say the lavas boas apas here in Sif Aleph, but what about what do the other poskim say about it? Right, let's take a look, see what it says. The Chasam Sofer says that parparol is mutter, dessert is mutter. Ayat Rambam says, I guess you're going to see Perek Yud Zayin, parparos is also. That means it's eaten by itself as a suda gemur, like kidneyus, which is kolshgein from dava and the nechal alav sapas, not by itself. This is what the what some say. Again, that's chazer again. There are many gedolim who are arguing with an automatic leniency of it requires alav sapas. They follow the Rashba. Maybe the Mechaber meant that way. He meant that even if it's only alav sapas, it's still asur kavachomer if it's nechal by itself, as opposed to a dessert. However, there were those who maintained that according to the Rashi we just saw, no, even dessert is usur. I thought it should be permissible. Because the Rashi, we just saw the Rashi. What did he say over here? What did he say? Machol manechol betoras machol. Lo betoras lifton. Okay, you can argue that means the main dish, as opposed to a dessert. There's a big tumult about desserts. There are mainly, we'll see tomorrow in the Sefer Bishul Yisrael, there are those who make when it comes to things like chocolates, things of this nature. Remember, they're all made in factories, let's not forget that. It is true that the Ritva seems to aser kinuach, talking about tamarim. That may be referring to a case where you eat it with bread. That one. Okay, so what about a machal choshev, it's not malafis. The Rashbo is so beferish asks it, and the Ritva is mekel. So there are those who are machmir, Rabbi Osai, based on the shach. Yeah, take a look at the shach. Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Kotten Hey. Kuf Yud Beis, Rabbi Osai, Sif Kotten Hey. Ramos says, V'gamein ha'osu mishum bishul yakum, v'gamein ha'oshul ha'molochim, says the shach, Sif Kotten Hey. Kuf Yud Beis, not Gimel. Kuf Yud Beis. Habach mas hisik al zeh. Kos of the ain suffik the past kidneys of the oras v'dochan ainu ol shulchan malachim. Veshuna. It's not shayach. The Rosh is referring to a tav shul shenasani oras v'dochan. This is depends on ol shulchan malachim or not. Ad kan devarav. So ben yiruchim. Pas kidneys ainu mishem mishuli akum. Lo mishem pas akum. Ainu ol shulchan malachim. Okay? Therefore what? The reason why it's 100% sure that Allah Shulchan Malachim is not alav when it's a pas, it itself is pas. No one I've ever heard in my life will take a piece of rye bread and what's going to be a spread? Cornbread. I heard of peanut butter, tuna fish, sardines, hummus, you pick it. But cornbread should be my. So that's how you learn pshat in the shachlis. The shachlis mekel. Some learn pshat the shachlis mekel this way, and some say exactly the opposite. Since the shach wasn't mekel for this reason, you have to be machmir. Opposed to the Ritva's mekel, the Maritatz's mekel, and he wants to say the Shulchan Aruch asks it, because the Shulchan Aruch has over here the concept of parperes, which of course comes from the Rambam. But we said before, on Sif Aleph, Ola parperes, which he understood to mean something which is separate, not eaten with bread. Therefore, there are many poskim who want to be machmir in this shaila. In the shaila, some say the Ritva be moda. Nowadays, they have meat. People don't put meat on their bread. We have meat sandwiches all the time. It's the main part of the suit. Main part of the suit. Okay, if that's the case, we have a combination of shittas. The falk is mata cornflakes. 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 It's not considered to be kosher. I thought Eino Shulchan Melachim Bechlal. Nothing to do with that. But he's going assuming that the king eats cornflakes, the queen, whatever it may be. You don't have cornflakes on bread. That's the sheet which many posts can hold from. Fine. It's a big question what the word parperis means. Some say it's just for a dessert, and some say different opinions. It's the parish of Mishnayis and Brochus, Dafman Bezim and Aleph. Parperis is a kind of a lift on. You eat it with bread. That means dafka with bread, not without bread. Okay. So Rabosai, I saw Rav Falk and Akutus in the back of the Bishul Yisrael, so that, you know, we don't frequent king's homes. The best thing we have today is a wedding. Is an approximation. Yes, sir.
I'm confused. What exactly, I know we're discussing the lapis is possible. Is it not called this Rajba and Ritva?
What if something is never used lapis as a pass? The Rajba said it's also right now, we just saw it. We saw the Rajba. The Ritva says no. It's not as a pass. But
even if it's all on Shulchan.
Even if it's all Shulchan.
So if it's the lapis, not
the
lapis as
a
pass, but it is all on
the Rashba asks it, and the right, as long as it's not lift on, and the Ratva is makel. It's a machlokas aposka. So what about weddings, Rabosai? Weddings. Problem is, the Rambam uses an expression I mentioned to you before, mazmin es chavero. It's called ola al shulcha malach. So we could say, we don't pass like the Rambam. The Mechaber never quoted the Rambam. The Rambam is the lowest standard, as long as you brought your friend over. We paskin, the Mechaber left it out. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Issa Veheter quotes the Rambam. You invite your friend. And he has, I'm giving you a quotation. Hu adin b'nei me'ayim shel behema, the kishkas of an animal. Af al pi she'eino roi litein lifnei orchim nichbadim. It's interesting. If you open it, you have the ISC Dark Emotion. He uses the expression Adkan Lashono, but he changed his Lashon. That's always dangerous for Rabosai. He mumbles Adkan Lashono, but he changed the Lashon. Let's take a look together. There's the Dark Emotion Rabosai over here, said Kotten Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel Gimel Dark Emotion. Look at this. Hello, Dover. Mumbles changed the Lashon. Please look inside, those who have it. Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Kotten Gimel. Kosev Od, 1 second. These are the Mem Gimel Beis. Kol She'ol Al Shulchan Malachim, the Parperes, Mikri Ol Al Shulchan Malachim, the Derech Odom Lahazmin Chaveiro Olav. That's the Rambam's expression. Ukirvayim, inside of the animal. He quoted it, but he didn't quote it exactly accurately. I'm going to give you the exact quotation. He says, "Af al pi she'ein aror alitin lefnei orchem nichbodim." Right. He has expression. I don't know. It's a different expression. If you look it up, this is a bit of a different expression. So what does it mean? How do you reconcile the fact that he didn't quote this accurately? So now, Rabosai, in the Biurim of the Chelkos Binyamin, he says, a person wouldn't invite a friend to eat his b'nei mayayim by themselves. And therefore, it's not what he calls what are wrong? Eino chaticha haruyo liskabit. Which requires by itself. For as long as it's part of a meal, it's included in that meal, Yeshua Mishum Chastas. There's the Avnei Nezer, says his territory, Bosai, Simen Sadi Vav, Sivkot and Beis. And this is how the Shach understands. Vafeilu Kmeinu Pitrios. What does he say? It's only quoted partially here in the Dark Emotion. The original Lashon. Tehem Ole Mishum Parparos. Which means it's Ole with something else. Okay? You need all al shulcham locha kipshuto, or sarim, not stam b'nei adam. But if you invite one another, has to be on a higher level. That's what the Mechaber left out. Masnu Chavero. So Malachim is dafka. They may not even sorim. That's what he wants to suggest. And therefore, Kans, the Beirum is not known as a big Mekel, but the Chelkos Miami, he's Mekel. Not all Shulchan Malachim. And some say no. Some say no. It's all Shulchan Malachim. Why? In fact, it's all Shulchan Malachim. Maybe yes. Or Yoshev, he has it with his wife and kids. Or people invite their friends and they serve a tuna can. We thought it should be permissible, this kind of a case. I saw, Rabosai, that their tuna fish cans, there's a whole tumul in the OU. A whole tumul. And this is a fight which existed in the OU circles. It's not just about out of time, I'll stop here. So this is an exciting thing coming tomorrow, 10:30, okay? We'll show the fight with some of the big rabbanim were involved in this question. Were the tuna fish with the OU, was the fish a lakam problem or not? Some say no, because they don't show them alochim. Some say no, because of the Rav Moshe Svar, because it's considered to be cooked in an unusual fashion. They cook it in the can, apparently, in some retort. You know what a retort is? No? Look it up online for tomorrow, what a retort is. And others say, no, it's also, it's considered regular cooking, and it's all Shulchan Malachim for breakfast. And it's a big tumult, halacha l'maaseh. So there was a fight about tuna fish 30 years, 25 years ago. Two issues. Is it kosher b'chlal? Some said it's not kosher, it's not mashkiach tmidi. And some said, you forget about that, it has to have, it's bishalakim. When they put out the dog and tuna, that they had two Rosh HaTevis. M-T-B-Y. It's not that way? Who knows? M-T stood for Mashkiach Tmidi, and B-Y stood for Bishul Yisrael. It was the dig at the OU. Or it didn't have a Mashkiach Tmidi, and didn't wasn't worried about Bishul Akam either. I'm not sure what's going on in the world of conscience today, but we'll see some of these discussions tomorrow and see what the OU is holding in the present time. Yeah?
A retort is a container of furnace for carrying out a chemical process.
There you go. Retort. So is that included in Rav Nachman Greenblatt's tshuva, Rav Moshe? That's different than anything you and I have in our kitchens? Or it's fundamentally the same? It's just a big pot. It's just a big pot, a small pot. I'll have to see Blinetta tomorrow what some of the posts will say. Okay? 10:30, we'll see out of the Shmai.